Another way Thin Client can mitigate issues from remote, narrow bandwidth locations is by caching data files that are requested. The cache can contain both weather data and localization files. The exact location of the data cache will depend on which operating system you use. I've shown both paths on the screen. It's important to remember that the cache is stored by user account, and that the cache location may be different depending on which build of Thin Client you're using. You are able to open the cache folder and look at the files located there. You will see two types of files. The localization cache files will have standard names with .cache at the end. The data files will have more gibberish names like the one shown that will make no sense unless you monitor the folder as you request a product. If you're having a problem with some files taking a long time to download, you can look at the file sizes in this folder when loading to identify problematic data types with large file sizes and large numbers of files. There is no automated data purge associated with your local cache. To avoid your cache folder filling up, you can either manually delete data files from time to time or create a batch job to purge the folder. We provide an example of one such script in the attached reference document. Note, when it comes time to purge files, you definitely don't want to delete your localization files. While most data files are cached, not every data product you request will be stored in this folder. Again, more on that later.